Welcome to season 3 of the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast. I'm Wendy. Ghanaians have lots of slangs we use on a daily. These slangs are usually funny and entertaining, but sometimes get slightly confusing. We discuss all these slangs so that you don't get confused the next time a Ghanaian uses a slang in a convo. Ready to learn some slangs? Let's get slanging! I've been lost in Gemma, trying to find a style, trying to figure it out, make my life better. I've been through a lot. Welcome to season three
of the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast.
It's good to be back.
Hey everyone, welcome. This is season three of the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast.
Yes,
so today we're going to be discussing the Occupy Jollobee House protest that started on September 21st, 2023, by discussing the slangs that are being used in the whole protest, online protest, physical protest, and everything that's involved with the Occupy Jollobee House protest. Before we do that, let's meet the team.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff, also 90. Yeah, and you're welcome to another episode of Slangs by Ghanaians.
Hi, guys. I'm still Imi Merku. Nothing has changed, yeah.
Hi, guys. My name is Peaches Bang Bang, and I'm back again, as usual, with a big bang.
And I'm your host, Wendy. So, Occupy Jollobee House has been trending on social media, primarily on Twitter, since September 21st. Now, September 21st was a holiday in Ghana in honor of Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. We were protesting high cost of living and a whole lot of stuff. What other things were we protesting?
Unpaid salaries.
Yes, healthcare,
education, agriculture.
Like a lot of things.
Roads.
And Jeffrey is actually more involved in this protest than all of us. So he'll be leading the conversation today. So over to you, Jeffrey.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We got some slangs, interestingly, out of, you know, these protests. So one of them, which really caught our attention,
Order from above is a phrase you're already familiar with, but in this case, it's a slang because...
Yeah, it's a slang because it came from the police instructions when people were rounded up into a bus to be... They were rounded up into a bus into, you know, different stations. That's what happened. And then when they inquired about where or how this thing came about, he told them, you know, it's an order from above. So
yeah, and I saw on Twitter that people were pissed about, like, what you mean order from above? Who is the above?
Yeah, who is the above?
And I heard they weren't giving like any other information. It was basically order from above.
Yeah, and that was it. And that was what they were trying to make them settle for. And I mean, denying people of their rights to protest was what they weren't also understanding. So
yeah. So now above is not like a slang. When people say above, it's above. Over above. Yeah. It's
like, when people do not want to explain where their sources are coming from, then they put...
But I think that's, then again, we already like use that in Ghana. So there are times that you go for a program or you go into an office and you're trying to seek for information and then they don't want to give you the information and they go like, it was ordered from above, like. And I think it's a security man that used that a lot. Yeah, because they're the gatekeepers.
They want to avoid long talks, oh, order from above.
Yeah, so they don't have to answer any other questions. Yeah. Another one, which has also been moving around, to which people have even been using as, you know, usernames now, is Timorous Souls.
Timorous Souls.
Is that English?
Timorous. Yeah, it is. Timorous.
Let's look for the definition of Timorous. Timorous. Means showing or suffering from nervousness or lack of confidence.
Yeah, what I have here is fearful, afraid, timid.
Timid, yes.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
It's not far-fetched. So yeah, so to be timorous, like the just defined means suffering from nervousness. And from the conversation that sprang up, which was captured by Joy News, she put it out there saying, you know, we are not timorous souls. Oh yeah, her name is Amma Governor. Mm-hmm. So she brought it up while she was, you know, telling her side of what it is she also faces in the country, and then put it out there, say, you know, we are not timorous souls, so we are going to fight to the end.
So she was being interviewed.
Yeah, she was being interviewed.
And then she said,
we are not timorous souls.
All right.
Yeah, I think I saw that video.
We are not timorous souls, so we will fight to the end.
Let me look for the video. Timorous souls. That's a really nice phrase.
Yeah.
That's it.
A popular phrase now.
Now a slang where people are like relative or souls. Yeah. And people are using it all over for their protest.
Yeah, so if you get to see people saying we are not Tim Russell, they are basically just trying to tell you they are not going to shy away from voicing out on
nothing is gonna scare them. They're gonna
on what is happening now, protesting. The current state of affairs. So yeah.
This is the video, but I don't know if the sound will be good enough.
That's the reason why we're here. We're not Tim Russell, that was at least some of us, look at that here. We're not tomorrow souls, so we'll find it in the end. You have to change something. Something has to change. Because we're not going anywhere. Maybe we'll go home. You look at that. We're young people. We have energy. And we'll
come
for you.
She was
speaking.
I like the
women
in her voice.
Yeah. She was consistent. And that's the thing I like about that clip also. She was consistent in her speech, no stammering whatsoever.
It was just fluid.
Yeah, points were clear, straight to the points, everything.
She is clearly not a Tim Russell.
Okay, so let me read a couple of tweets from people who are using the phrase Tim Russell. Riku Jr. on Twitter says, a radical reminder that we are not Tim Russell. We will fight to the end. Something has to change. Kojo Tabiri says, this is why I respect them for taking the risk. They may be comfortable, but they truly care about others. The man that appointed their fathers asked them to be citizens, not spectators. They are not Tim Russell like the rest of you. # Occupy Jollibee House. Kofi _Floki says, if you feel this Occupy Jollibee House motion will die out anytime soon, then I've been sent to tell you sorry. We are young and young at heart too. A revolution doesn't happen after a week, so sit tight and enjoy the ride. In the words of AMA Governor, we are not Tim Russell. So those are people are jumping on the whole Tim Russell's slang.
Right.
And I think it's sort of like it motivates people like, we're not Tim Russell.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very nice slang.
I like the fact that it's not some bastardized English. It's like proper English.
No, it's actually proper English.
So at least we get to learn some.
Yeah, it got me looking up the word on my phone as well. I was like, hey. So I had to see the team and I said, oh, since she's using
Tim. Because normally, you know how we do. We just take that word and
me seeing the word, I was like, okay, this is supposed to relate to being timid. And then I said, oh, okay. So finally puts everything together and said, oh, then I get what it is she's saying. And it makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That's a really good slang. So moving on to our next slang.
Yes. Another one that also came up was fanfooling. Mm-hmm. Fanfooling. Yes. This has actually been a term that's been used for a while now, prior to protests and everything, you know. So fanfooling for me stems from the use of the word gaslighting as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So let me read a definition of fanfool from Urban Dictionary. So apparently not a word, right?
It's not a real word.
Yeah, it's on the streets.
Yeah, it's on the streets now.
So it's a word, fanfool is a word used to describe someone who has upgraded his or herself in fooling. Example, look at that boy, he's a fanfool. Oh, okay. So how do we use it in a protest? How come we've twisted it?
How did it become popular?
It became popular because you were getting to see, should I use the word popular people? Or famous people, popular people. People in certain spaces that you'd have expected that they lend their voice to the cause. And you find out they were being contrary to what it was people were talking about and trying to act like there wasn't anything going on, trying to act oblivious to.
Yeah, we had a lot of that.
We had
a lot of public figures
acting like they didn't know what was happening, wanting to put in respectability politics. So that kind of act is what it is we use the word fanfooling for. And it's happened with a number of public figures, which of course that is the ridiculousness or the level of ridiculousness to which we've been able to witness with some of the statements that have come out, and hence us using the term fanfooling or fanfooler
for those guys were like they were trivializing
the
problems that we're talking about,
trivializing them or just making it look like they weren't really issues. So you are talking about quality of healthcare and they're telling you, oh, work hard so that you can be able to afford going to a private hospital. You are talking about roads. Somebody's telling you work hard so that you can afford your personal mechanic, to which has also become its own slang as well.
That'll be our next slang. So Jeff says, this Jeff on the podcast says,
this Jeff
his ad is THXNINE, fanfully in the most ridiculous of ways. You've admitted you don't know the figures. You ended there. Keep it moving with the next set of questions so you don't further embarrass yourself.
he quoted a video and he was very pissed about it.
Yes.
T___1 says, happily sharing sanitary pads to young girls but refuse to protest the government for placing heavy taxes on them, making her job harder. Fun fooling. Zubeda_X says, who brought that fun fooling word back? It's so funny. Someone quoted Zubeda's tweet and says, the Gen Zizu. So basically, fun fooling is, in the context of this protest, anybody who does not take any public figure, I should say, who doesn't take the protest seriously,
yeah,
is seen as a fun fooler.
And normally they have to like bring ridiculous excuses, and that's what made them become like a fan fooler.
Yeah, basically.
Because their excuses are so unimaginable.
It's like, what are you talking about?
You're just deviating from the whole thing. Just like what it was I quoted, because the clip I saw, what it was the person was saying in the interview was it wasn't factual. And he was being given the facts too. He was being presented with the facts, and he was still talking, not being factual, just doing words in the air. And the most ridiculous part, he's not even in the country to know the state of
affairs. I think so, that some of the celebrities or the influential people on Twitter, or maybe in Ghana, just had to tweet because they just thought...
No, because some of their tweets are like, what
no, some didn't really make sense. They're just from fooling us. Like,
bro. Yeah, really, they're like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
What are you saying?
Some didn't even know what... They just had to say something because... Everybody's talking about it, so they wanted to chime in.
But this particular protest had a lot of young people involved. Like,
yeah.
So they were even calling it DBDB protest.
Yeah. Trying to be decent, cleaning up after messing the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think the other one that came out from this too was, it gets to come up in conversations when we talk about our roots, is a personal mechanic.
Yeah.
How that even came about, I don't even know where to start from. But somebody, a public figure,
somebody
had some words to say and talked about having to work harder so that he will be able to afford for himself, you know, a mechanic. So that became its own phrase, and it's sort of being used, you know, from time to time.
So basically what the person said was...
Basically, he was saying that, I mean, we shouldn't blame the government. We should rather get money and be rich enough to afford a personal mechanic.
So if you afford a personal mechanic, you keep fixing your car every single time on the bad road.
So basically it's like, fix yourself.
Let me read the tweet. Somebody said, there was a tweet that said, that replied to this public figure and said, your opinion was heard and understood loudly when you were silent. I think he tweeted something first.
Yes.
And then he said, you should have maintained that. And then this public figure comes and says, my opinion is, I don't trust partisan politics. At 47 years, I know nobody's interested in fixing the motorway that destroys my shocks every month. So I will work hard to be able to afford the mechanic.
What, bro, you're 47. People just came out of uni and they don't even have jobs. And what are they going to work hard? Where are they going to get the job to work hard?
The whole tweet is like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
So basically, it's like no need to protest. Don't protest.
Just
anything.
Make money to fix just make money, the yes. issues that are being caused.
Yes, just make money.
So we just have to deal with whatever. Yeah.
That's imagine us fixing every single issue that be. So then the money you are working.
Exactly. What's it for? What's it for?
If it's poor healthcare you're talking about, just keep quiet, make money.
Recently, I saw one talking about we are taking things for granted. I'm like, hey, my friend. So that became its own phrase, and it's sort of being used, you know, from time to time. You know, there have been incidents, there have been events that have gone down, and there have been references made to that very tweet or that very post that was made around us using that, you know, phrase as well. Maybe if we worked harder, we'll be able to afford our own personal mechanic.
Moving on to our last slang for this very serious episode, because this episode we are quite serious.
Yeah, so the last one, which is sort of bubbling in certain spaces, was a conversation that sprang up from, I think, a question, which has become its own phrase. Are you not incredulous? Mm-hmm. Are you not incredulous? Mm-hmm. Which was used by a lawyer called Prince Ganaku. So I think he was captured by TV3 and through the in conversation, I think they weren't trying to make him look like they understood what it was that he was talking about.
Yeah.
So when he was probing the whole thing, and then he followed up with, are you not incredulous? No, I'm asking you. Are you not incredulous? I mean, to me, incredulous means to be doubtful. So
yeah.
It's sort of making it look like, are you trying to tell me that you are not aware of the way things are supposed to go? So when people use, are you not incredulous now? Or you get to see people using incredulous now.
Yeah, I think that word became like a whole lot popular.
Right, right.
That interview.
So someone on Twitter at ZOGBAA Zogba, I think, says, honestly, are you not incredulous is the soundbite of the entire protest for me because it sums everything up. Look at the state of the country. Are you not incredulous?
Are you not incredulous? Yeah.
So now it's becoming a slang because everybody is like, people are just tweeting it. They're just tweeting the phrase, are you not incredulous? To just summarize either the whole protest or like generally, are you not incredulous?
Yeah. Generally, are you not incredulous? That's one of the phrases that's now become a thing. So are you not incredulous? When you get to see that in use, you should know that that is where it's coming from.
So this brings us to the end of this very serious episode of the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast, where we discussed slangs used during Occupy Jewel B House protest. That is still ongoing, right?
Well, it's going to continue in December. So
yeah, that's what they said. So.
Yeah, there are protests, I think, happening. There have been dates given out for certain protests as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there are some that also happened recently in other countries. With their own set of incidents that also happened.
So one is going to happen in December.
Yeah, that's what they think.
They're not going to like that one at all because December is when Ghana is like hot and when all those guys come around and
people are coming.
When my cousins come down.
Great. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. There's also Spotify for Podcasters, which used to be Anchor. You can find us on so many platforms that we don't even know about. So tell all your people to listen to the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast if they want to stay abreast with slangs used in Ghana. Before we go, let's get the plugs of the team.
Hi, it's your boy, Imi Miracle. You find me on Twitter, Instagram, Imi Miracle. Yeah.
Hi, so still your girl Peaches, yeah? You can follow me on Instagram at @Bangi_Peaches, on Twitter at @PeachesBangBang, on Snapchat at @PeachesBang. And listen to my podcast, the Bang Bang Podcast. Yes. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend to listen to Slangs by Ghanaians podcast.
So my social media handles are at @THXNINE on X, formerly Twitter. And same thing also for Instagram. Yeah, for now. Yeah. Till I come up with anything new.
And you can follow me on Twitter at @DEE_YYY and on TikTok at @Wendy_Ekria. Shout outs to Dusha Billions. He provided us with the music. The intro and outro music for this podcast is titled Lost in Tema. We'll catch you in our next episode. Bye. Lost in Tema. Trying to find a starter. Trying to figure it out. Make my life better.